Here begins the second part of my conversation with Zsolt Dessy, senior training expert at the National Tax and Customs Administration in Hungary.
Given your international experience, you must have run across a lot of different ways of approaching the work of a customs official. What other countries in the world have you come in contact with that are also doing interesting things in the customs space, and why are these interesting to you?
Based on my daily activities and customs career, I am dealing with mostly the training activities, and it means that I have the most experiences on this issue, and of course the topics on which the trainings are managed. And based on my experiences, nowadays the most important is to provide such practical trainings in which the participants have the possibility to learn and work on real life environment and on the subject what they need to know. For this, there are more and more well-equipped training facilities available in more and more countries of the EU. For example, in Finland on car search topic, in Poland on bus search and X-ray image analyzing topic, in Slovakia and in other EU countries, there are also very high quality level sniffer dogs training centers. In Hungary, we have a center of expertise on customs control skills development, and more these kind of centers are coming. And these training facilities are providing trainings not only national, but also on international level. And these are already dedicated centers of expertise certified by the CELBET and the DG TAXU. Nowadays, we are working on other project. What it is under the DigiTaxu, the customs control equipment instrument. It is called CCEI, and under the CCEI, there will be also derivable. What it is about these centers of expertise, and we are analyzing the possibilities that in which countries, on which topic, we have the possibility to develop and establish these kind of centers. And I have also experiences in the Netherlands, because in Rotterdam, in Port Rotterdam, there is a fantastic training center in which all of customs trainings can be organized on all topics, all the customs control activities. So when I have visited it first time, I haven't believed that, oh my God, it is possible to have this kind of training facility.
Another conversation I had with Frank Heyman, who is another person who, by the way, joined customs by chance, because his original career path didn't seem to be open, and someone, I think his father, applied for him, and so and a similar situation. He was living in a village near the border. But yeah, the Dutch clearly have some pretty impressive credentials. I'm curious about your Hungarian customs control skills development. What can you say a word about what that involves?
This let's say training center is focusing on all the customs control activities what are realized at the border crossing points. So it means that This training center is focusing on the topics what links to the passengers control, to the cars control, or the control of buses and the trucks as well. But not in a, let's say, in a dedicated specialized area, because I, as I mentioned, we have dedicated training center for car search in Finland, for bus search in Poland. But this Hungarian center is focusing, let's say, all the skills and competencies what are needed for the customs officers who are dealing with these country control processes. It means that the skills related to interviewing and profiling the passengers, the risk analysis in general, the personal motivation of the customs officers related to the customs controls, the fears of the customs officers, what need to be managed during the customs control, and this center is also used for preparing those customs officers who will be involved, let's say, in a customs mission in the future, just to get all the general skills and knowledge what they need to have in order to make an effective customs control at the border crossing points.
Wow, that's very, I mean, that sounds very cutting edge, dealing not only with the skills involved, but also with the emotions of the customs officer and so on. That's the full picture of what needs to happen in order to do your work properly.
Yes, yes, you are right. Mm.
What is your organization's approach to driving technological progress in the customs arena? I mean, for example, in scanning technology, data science, management methods, and so forth. Mm-hmm.
If I start with scanning. Scanning is a key topic in the customs control area. And just imagine that in Hungary, 100% of the entry cargoes are scanned at the border crossing point. So it means a lot of effort and resources for these activities. But on the other hand, it also means a lot of data, what, for example, can be used for applying artificial intelligence in this field. And if we are speaking about the data science, there are a lot of activities on big data capacity building, and in the tax area, there are more and more activities on which the AI have already been applied. In customs, the AI are also planned to be used on X-ray image analyzing, customs valuation, classification of goods, origin of goods, and undervaluation as well. Of course, in order to develop an really effective AI solutions, we need to have a lot of data on all these activities. So, for example, that's why it is good that in Hungary, 100% of the entry cargoes are scanned, because it means a lot of data can be used for developing the AI.
Fantastic. You're right. Having 100% of entry cargo scanned produces a nice big data set for AI people to run through their test beds. So that's exciting.
Yes, yes, you're right.
How would you characterize the current level of information sharing and networking among international customs authorities worldwide?
Regarding this question, I also would like to focus only on the international training activities, because I have the most experience and information on these activities. There are a lot of possibilities for networking and info sharing among the customs administration, what can bring a lot of benefits on a personal level and on organizational level also. The most important framework for networking is provided by the Digitax Sud. It means that under the customs program, there are different solutions for cooperation. For example, expert groups like the CELBET. There are different projects. For example, the EU recognition of customs academic programs, and also the customs and tax competency framework projects. There is also the common learning event programs, what provides possibility and budget for organizing international training activities. And the WCU and other international organizations, for example, Frontex, TEPL, EUIPU, and other international organizations also provide a lot of possibilities for info sharing, networking, and training activities. And there are also existing bilateral and multilateral cooperation in my administration for these issues.
I'm curious to know how EU projects like PENCP and similar can help you in your work. Have you taken part in many international collaborative projects like PENCP? And do you have any lessons learned from these earlier projects that you can share with our listeners?
If we are speaking about these international activities and the differences of these activities, some of these, gives continuous and regular activities for me. For example, as a membership in the Digitax Sud training support group, there are daily activities, daily notifications from the Digitax Sud platform, in which some activities need to be done. In these projects, maybe at national level or international level. In other similar activities, what give me continuous work is to be a WCO CLIC national coordinator. It is not so busy, so there are less activities, but of course these activities also need to be followed day by day if there is anything new in which my institute or my administration need to be involved, I am responsible for sharing all this information. And actually, and in the past, there also have been shorter time projects for dedicated tasks, for example, an e-learning development on a certain topic, or training preparation on a certain topic, or preparing deliverables in different projects, or participating in different actions. So all these projects give a lot of tasks for me. And the focus part of these projects is that you need to manage all these activities in parallel with your daily work at national level. It can be said that that my position is very, very lucky. So I am in a very lucky situation, because, as I mentioned, it is my daily task. So it means I am managing the international training activities. But if we would speak about a smaller administration, in which administration there is not a unit or there is not a person who is responsible not only for these activities, but really much other activities at national level or maybe international level, it is really challenging.
I just wanted to ask how do you think PEN-CP and similar projects can help to drive technological improvement in customs? I mean, uncover new technologies, data tools, and approaches. As an expert in training and information sharing, how do you think this project and others can best serve that need?
It is a very good question again, and it always depends on the aim and on the activities of the project. If we are speaking about the PEN-CP has different instruments like innovation and knowledge instruments for supporting these activities, and these instruments give the possibility for the customs administrations or universities or industries to share new technologies, new ideas, new knowledge, what can be beneficial for other partners. If we are speaking about the CELBET brings more practical support for the customs administrations by different actions. For example, supporting the procurement of the equipment by technical specifications or organizing joint control activities, what it is called GCA, or preparing BCP diagnostic studies, or supporting the risk analyzing and risk management, or preparing and realizing training programs. So it always depends on the aim and on the activities of the projects, and it also depends on your national administration. So it means that how much open is your national administration for all these activities, because these products, these outcomes what are coming from these international activities or international projects normally are not mandatory for the national administration. So it you need to have a really good communication between the experts and between the management and at national level in order to reach the most effective way of using the outcomes of all these activities.
Now, that's a very, very important point, and both in terms of making sure that the tools that are produced by PEN-CP and others are implemented, but also making sure that your bosses, the top level of management, appreciate the importance of a project like PEN-CP. That's a critical communications job that not only involves producing good outcomes by PEN-CP, but also communicating well. Just how important these projects are. So yeah, extremely important point.
Yes, you are right.
So starting to wrap up, I'll ask you a few more broad questions about the customs landscape. There are no right answers, but you know, just from your particular perspective, as a trainer, as a teacher in Hungarian customs, what do you perceive to be the key challenges for the next generation of customs officers internationally at the EU level?
I have a very fresh experience, because yesterday I was participating in the national study competition for university students, and I had possibility to listen studies from from seven different students, and all these studies has quite a close connection with the customs activities. And it was really interesting to see that these people who are just studying at the university, they will be the future customs or tax officials, or could be the future tax and customs officials in my administration. And it always was interesting to see their behavior, their attitude, their motivation. And if I compare it with my, let's say, age when I was in the same situation, when I was studying at the university, I really can see a lot of changes. And of course, these changes are not only because of the age, but it are because of the technical changes around us. And I think that the technology development is so fast that it is hard to follow for the customs control equipment and the customs legislation and also the procedures. So I think that the key success for the next generation customs officers is to get the updated knowledge as fast as it is possible. It is a really big challenge, and this challenge is not only for the individual customs officers, but also for the administration. So the customs administrations need to be prepared these really really rapid changes, and we need to be prepared with solutions in order to manage all these challenges.
But it sounds like there is hope when the new generation of customs officials coming up, the future leaders, as you say, were born and raised with smartphones in their hands and have a perhaps a more extensive experience of certain parts of the internet than people of our age growing up might have had. So hopefully that exchange of data will be facilitated by a sort of native speaker level ability with data tools, with smartphones and the like.
Yes, yes, absolutely, you are right.
Now, on another sort of plane of good guys, bad guys, cops and robbers, do you feel that customs in general is catching up with criminals and fraudsters, or is it an eternal game of fraud progressing on methods and products and so on, and customs scientists catching up with that new progression?
Again, a very good question. In my opinion, the customs or law enforcement are always a couple of steps behind the big time fraudsters. It is the life. If I can say an example, the smugglers who are trying to bring, let's say, contraband into the EU customs territory, they have a lot of time and money to find out the smuggling method, to prepare the hiding places, and to hide the goods. And the customs officers who are working at the border crossing points have only some seconds, maybe some minutes, to realize if the passenger is a smuggler or not, whether the vehicle is for smuggling or not. And of course, it is true not only for the border crossing point activities, but also with those who commit budget fraud on any other ways. So as they have more time, they have more possibilities, they have money to be prepared. for these activities. The customs and law enforcement, I am sure that that will be still a couple of steps behind these fraudsters.
As you quite rightly say, Scholt, it's part of life that clever criminals have a lot of time to dream up new schemes and new products to be smuggled and in a sense, customs, law enforcement, postal, all of these different fields are reacting to the bad guys, so it's inevitable. But fascinating. I'd like to close with a sort of a crystal ball question, asking you to look into the future. How do you see research and innovation influencing your tasks, your daily work in the next 5 to 10 years? Where is the innovation going to be most important for the evolution of customs?
Answering this question, I think I need to look back, let's say 10 years and seeing where we are today. And if I am looking back and I am looking at when we are today, I can imagine that what will happen in the next, let's say 5-10 years. As a researcher, I can see that it is not enough to work on different activities and projects, but all the results of these activities and projects need to be published regularly. And on the other hand, there are more and more studies, publications, what are relevant for customs, for the customs activities, and we need to find a way that how to implement them in the daily work. And it is the same with the innovative solutions, such as they are becoming a part of the everyday life. They need to be applied in the customs activities or in the customs area also. But it is also need to be highlighted that we never forget to read, write, count, and use basic tools, and listen to your own intuitions.
And intuitions is a critical part of this, and one maybe the one that's the least easy to identify and to train, right? As a trainer, how do you teach intuition? It's experience. It's a certain way of thinking. It's luck that you've experienced certain things in the past. So intuition is a great thing to end our conversation on. I've learned a lot in a very short time. Thank you so much for a fascinating conversation. Scholt Deshi, senior training expert at the National Tax and Customs Administration of Hungary. Thank you very much for sharing your insights, your observations on the past and the future evolution of customs in Hungary and throughout the EU.
Thank you very much for the possibility and for the information. It was my pleasure to participate in this.
You've been listening to Pushing the Envelope, Life at the Cutting Edge of Customs Innovation, a podcast that profiles leaders in customs and their views, ideas, and inspirations about the future of customs innovation. Join us soon for our next Pencast and another insightful conversation with customs trendsetters and forward thinkers. Thank you very much.